Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. Good evening, and welcome to The Lost Chord, a weekly program of unusual and neglected repertoire. I'm Ross Amico, and I sincerely hope you'll stay with me for the next hour as we listen to the world premiere recording of Erich Wolfgang Korngold's complete incidental music to Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing. Much Ado About Korngold is what we call tonight's program. Erich Wolfgang Korngold, of course, was one of the great film composers. A two-time Academy Award winner, he provided music for such classics as Captain Blood, The Prince and the Pauper, The Adventures of Robin Hood, The Seahawk, and King's Row. But before he settled in Hollywood, Korngold was the toast of Vienna, one of the most lauded of contemporary composers, and the city's brightest hope for maintaining its fin de siècle supremacy in music. Korngold was a child prodigy who had amazed audiences with such works as the ballet pantomime Der Schneemann, or The Snowman, composed at the tender age of 11. First performed at the Vienna Court Opera in the presence of Emperor Franz Joseph, his piano trio, composed at the age of 13, given its premiere by Arthur Schnabel and members of the Vienna Philharmonic, and the Sinfonietta, a symphony in all but name, composed at the age of 15. First conducted by Felix Weingartner, Korngold sharing a box at that performance with an admiring Richard Strauss. With the premiere of his opera Die Tote Stadt in 1920, at age 23, Korngold's reputation seemed assured. He wrote a piano concerto for Paul Wittgenstein, undertook a revival of the operettas of Johann Strauss the Younger, and was publicly honored by the President of Austria. However, the trajectory of his career took an unexpected turn with the rise of Hitler. To escape the creep of fascism, Korngold embarked on a second career, settling in Hollywood to write film scores for Warner Brothers. The first of these was composed at the invitation of famed impresario Max Reinhardt, with whom Korngold had collaborated on the Strauss revivals. Reinhardt was in the process of adapting Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream for the big screen, and he enlisted Korngold to rework Felix Mendelssohn's famous incidental music. In true Korngoldian fashion, the composer went well beyond what was expected, weaving in passages from Mendelssohn's symphonies and Songs Without Words, writing his own connective material, and sprinkling the whole with fairy dust. Korngold's work on A Midsummer Night's Dream led to an exclusive contract at Warner's, where the composer revolutionized the language of film music, applying the kind of opulence, pageantry, and romance characteristic of his operas to silver-screen historical dramas and swashbucklers. The result was kind of a pop-cultural immortality, but to the detriment of his reputation as a serious composer. The center of European musical culture was off-limits, indeed severely limited by Nazi strictures, and the language of musical modernism, as exemplified by the output of his contemporary and compatriot Arnold Schoenberg, made Korngold seem positively old-fashioned. It would be decades before his reputation would recover, and unfortunately by then he was long dead. From the same year as his greatest triumph, Die Tote Stadt, 1920, comes an earlier foray into Shakespeare, written for a stage production of Much Ado About Nothing. Much Ado contains some of Korngold's most charming music. A concert suite of some 20 minutes has been in circulation for decades. However, what we have for you this evening is the first complete recording of the score with spoken dialogue. A 2013 release on the Toccata Classics label, it features actors and musicians of the University of North Carolina School of the Arts, conducted by John Mulcheri. The complete incidental music to Much Ado About Nothing by Erich Wolfgang Korngold.
Mm-hmm. will be in the music. cousin, if you be not wooed in good time. If the prince be too important, tell him there is measure in everything, and so dance out the answer. For hear me, hero, wooing, wedding, and repenting is as a Scotch jig, a measure, and a syncopace. The first suit is hot and hasty, like a Scotch jig, and full as fantastical. The wedding, mannerly modest, as a measure, full of state and ancientry. And then comes repentance, and with his bad legs, falls into the syncopace, faster and faster, till he sink into his grave.
Cousin, you apprehend passing shrewdly.
I have a good eye, uncle. I can see a church by daylight.
The revelers are entering, brother! Make good room!
Lady, will you walk about with your friend?
So you walk softly and look sweetly and say nothing, I'm yours for the walk. Especially when I walk away.
With me in your company.
I may say so when I please.
And when please you to say so?
When I like your favor. For God defend the lute should be like the case.
My visor is Philemon's roof, within the house is Jove.
Why then your visor should be thatched.
Speak low if you speak love.
Well, I would you did like me.
So would not I, for your own sake, for I have many ill qualities.
Which is one?
I say my prayers aloud.
I'll love you the better. The hearers may cry, Amen.
God, match me with a good dancer.
Amen.
And God, keep him out of my sight when the dance is done. Answer, Clark.
No more words. The clerk is answered.
I know you well enough. You are Signor Antonio.
At a word, I am not.
I know you by the waggling of your head. Here's his dry hand up and down. You are he, you are he.
At a word, I am not.
Come, come, do you think I do not know you by your excellent wit? Can virtue hide itself? Go to. Will you not tell me who told you so?
No, you shall pardon me.
Nor will you not tell me who you are?
Not now.
That I was disdainful, that I had my good wit out of the 100 merry tales. Well, this was Signor Benedick that said so.
What's he?
I am sure you know him well enough.
Not I, believe me.
Did he never make you laugh?
I pray you, what is he?
Why, he is the prince's jester, a very dull fool. Only his gift is in devising impossible slanders. None but libertines delight in him, and the commendation is not in his wit, but in his villainy. For he both pleases men and angers them, and they laugh at him and beat him. I am sure he is in the fleet.
When I know the gentleman, I'll tell him what you say.
Do, do. He'll but break a comparison or two on me, which, peradventure not marked or not laughed at, strikes him into melancholy. And then there's a partridge wing saved, for the fool will eat no supper that night. We must follow the leaders.
In every good thing.
Thank you.
Benedick.
You know me well. I am he.
It is so. The Count Claudio shall marry the daughter of Leonato.
Yea, my lord, but I can cross it.
Any bar, any cross, any impediment will be medicinal to me.
Thank you.
I do much wonder that one man, seeing how much another man is a fool when he dedicates his behaviors to love, will, after he hath laughed at such shallow follies in others, become the argument of his own scorn by falling in love. And such a man is Claudio. I have known when there was no music with him but the drum and the fife. And now had he rather hear the tabor and the pipe. I have known when he would walk 10 mile afoot to see a good armor. And now will he lie 10 night awake, carving the fashions of a new doublet. He was wont to speak plain and to the purpose, like an honest man and a soldier. And now is he turned orthography. His words are a very fantastical banquet, just so many strange dishes. May I be so converted and see with these eyes? I cannot tell. I think not.
Oh, good my lord, tax not so bad a voice to slander music more than once.
Nay, come, I pray thee, or if thou wilt hold longer argument, do it in notes.
Note this before my notes. There's not a note of mine that's worth the noting.
Why, these the very crotchets that he speaks. Note notes, forsooth, and nothing.
Now, divine air. Well, a horn for my money when all's done.
Oh, sigh not, ladies, sigh no more. Men were deceivers ever. One foot in sea and one on shore, to one thing constant never. Then sigh not so, but let them go. Then sigh not so, but let them go. And be you blithe and bonny, and be you blithe and bonny, converting all your sounds of woe to hey nonny, hey nonny.
Fire is in mine ears. Can this be true? Stand I condemned for pride and scorn so much? Contempt, farewell, and maiden pride adieu. No glory lives behind the back of such. And Benedick, love on, I will requite thee, taming my wild heart to thy loving hand. If thou dost love, my kindness shall incite thee to bind our loves up in a holy band. For others say thou dost deserve, and I believe it better than reporting thee.
Thank you. Thank you.
Friar Francis, be brief. Only to the plain form of marriage, and you shall recount their particular duties afterwards!
Done to death by slanderous tongues was the hero that here lies. Death in guerdon of her wrongs, gives her fame which never dies. So the life that died with shame lives in death with glorious fame. Pardon, goddess of the night, those that slew thy virgin knight, for the which, with songs of woe, round about her tomb they go. Midnight, assist our moan. Help us to sigh and groan. Heavily, heavily. Graves, yawn and yield your dead. Till death be uttered, heavily, heavily. Now unto thy bones, good night. Yearly will I do this rite.
Have prayed, and look, the gentle day. Before the wheels of Phoebus roundabout dapples the drowsy east with spots of gray. Come, let us hence and put on other weeds, and then to Leonato's we will go.
Which is the lady I must seize upon?
This same as she, and I do give you her.
Sweet, let me see your face.
No, that you shall not till you take her hand before this friar, and swear to marry her.
Give me your hand before this holy friar. I am your husband if you like of me.
And when I lived, I was your other wife, and when you loved, you were my other husband.
Another hero?
Nothing certainer. One hero died defiled, but I do live, and surely as I live, I am a maid.
The former hero, the hero that is dead.
She died, my lord, but whilst her slander lived.
All this amazement can I qualify. When after that the holy rites are ended, I'll tell you largely of fair hero's death. Meantime, let wonder seem familiar, and to the chapel let us presently.
Soft and fair, friar. Which is Beatrice?
I answer to that name. What is your will?
Do not you love me?
Why, no. No more than reason.
Why, then your uncle and the prince and Claudio have been deceived. They swore you did.
Do not you love me?
Troth, no. No more than reason.
Why, then my cousin Margaret and Ursula are much deceived, for they did swear you did.
They swore you were almost sick for me.
They swore you were well nigh dead for me.
Tis no such matter, then you do not love me?
No, truly, but in friendly recompense.
Come, cousin, I'm sure you love the gentleman.
And I'll be sworn upon't that he loves her. For here's a paper written in his hand, fashioned to Beatrice.
And here's another. Written my cousin's hand, containing her affection unto Benedick.
Mm-hmm. A miracle! Here's our hands against our hearts. Come, I will have thee. But by this light I take thee for pity.
I would not deny you. But by this good day I yield upon great persuasion, and partly to save your life. For I was told you were in a consumption.
Peace! I will stop your mouth. Come, come, we are friends. Let us have a dance ere we are married, that we may lighten our own hearts and our wives' heels. Strike up, pipers.
Music of Eric Wolfgang Korngold. We just heard the world premiere recording of the complete incidental music to a 1920 production of Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing. That was a 2013 release on the Toccata Classics label, featuring actors and musicians of the University of North Carolina School of the Arts, conducted by John Walcheri. Jackie Robinson was Beatrice, Ari Itkin Benedict, Daniel Edmund Claudio, Jessica Richards Hero, Romolo Wilkinson, Leonato, Christian Daly, Don Pedro, Drew Bollander, Balthazar, Chelsea Polk, Antonio, Nick Donger, James, Don John, Charles Osborne, Friar Francis, Jamar Williams, Barocchio, Emily Ussery, Margaret, and Laura Hall, Ursula. The album includes not only the complete incidental music, but also the concert suite without dialogue, which spans some 22 minutes. Much Ado About Nothing was such a success, the run was extended. The play changed theaters, and when an orchestra made up of musicians of the Vienna Philharmonic could no longer be engaged, Korngold arranged the music for violin and piano. Here's Glenn Dichterow and Gerald Robbins with The Garden Scene.
Thank you.
Glenn Dictorow, and Gerald Robbins, with the garden scene from Much Ado About Nothing. And the garden scene, in its arrangement for violin and piano, brings us to the conclusion of this hour of programming, devoted to the complete incidental music, commissioned from a 21-year-old Eric Wolfgang Korngold. Much Ado About Korngold. I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for this week's edition of The Lost Chord. Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. For more information on Picture Perfect, recommended recordings, and more, visit my Facebook page and be sure to like me at Classic Ross Amico.